There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Some action in this hour of the Good Day program with opinions and ideas and thoughts and action and attacks. Hey, we have to start the day. It's not even Monday, and there are attacks starting the hour. Ken Kessler, info wrestler. Molly Page, the news sage, with the shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, at the Emmanuel AME Church. So, Molly, 9 people are dead. What else?
Well, it was a white man who walked in and opened fire during a prayer meeting inside this church. It's a historic church in downtown Charleston. It happened last night. As you mentioned, 9 people dead. We don't know how many people have been wounded, and the shooter is still on the loose. They will not confirm what happened with the victims. Like I said, how many people were injured, but the pastor witnessed this, and there was a woman inside the church who said when the shooter walked in, he sat down next to her, and before he opened fire, he said that he was going to leave her alive so that she could tell everyone what happened.
Jeez. Hi. All right. So, you got another mentally ill person with a gun. And that's the more of these that happen, we're not doing a good job of following or tracing back to where these people get their ammunition, where they get their armaments, how the instability that's demonstrated by the insanity of the action is not taken care of by the process that we put into place to keep people from like this from getting guns. What else do you say about this? Isn't this the question for our social media, Kenny? Or what is the question?
Sure.
Why is it that we have so many? By definition, anybody who does something like this is insane. So how is it that we're selling guns or these people? Now, if he didn't buy them and he got them through another means, then that's not, we can't address that, or at least can't address it by the buying process. But in the buying process somewhere, surely, there needs to be a provision to protect people, the average citizen, anybody, from some person like this getting a gun and using it. There has to be, in a civilized society, a protection. And whether it's through the process of buying the gun or what it is that we're doing about noticing these people. But this, surely this country can't be considered the strongest, the best, the hope of the world when every single day there's some action like this. It's counterintuitive, counterproductive. It's surreal. A country like this has no business every day focusing so much of its attention on something like this that happened in Charleston. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Now, we have these ISIS attacks around the world, and I wonder what, I mean, here's more, or do I even want to go there? A dozen countries have seen some kind of an attack directed or inspired by ISIS. And that's sort of a culmination, but there are these circumstances that are presenting themselves, the violence. And we have so much beauty around. I was reading such a wonderful book last night as I fell asleep about people being in love and the circumstances of people. The contrasts that exist in humanity are amazing. I suppose that's what makes it so interesting to a point. But why does it have to go so far that we have situations like this? And then you start questioning God or the existence of God. And I just don't think we understand whatever that intellectually is, whatever that energy is, that force is, that intellect. We don't understand it. Thus, all of this crazy stuff. Molly, what else?
Well, all they know about him so far is that the suspect's described as a white male in his early 20s with sandy blonde hair. And they are saying this does appear to be a hate crime.
Mm. All right. Of course. Okay. So that's that story. Another critically crazy person. 888-302-3684. Do we have the update on the Arkansas River and the flooding and Hurricane Bill? All that good stuff, or not good stuff necessarily, but information, I suppose, could be considered good stuff.
There is still rain coming down in the Texas area. There have been rescues in that area as well. And that rain is going to continue. They said for the next day or so, there are, flood watches that are up in different areas across Texas. And that the water is going to continue. Hmm. To come down for the next few days, and they said
40 days and 40 nights.
It's going to make its way up to Illinois, so it's going to hit parts of Oklahoma. Already coming down parts of Oklahoma. There have been a couple of swift water rescues in San Antonio, and then one outside of Austin as well. Mm-hmm. And it's hitting Dallas pretty hard. So they're still, they're still pretty waterlogged from the last storms that came through. Are you putting up pictures?
I'm hitting Dallas hard.
Oh.
I see what you did there.
All right, let's see here. The balcony collapse. Now people are sort of getting around to figuring out what it was. And there are all kinds of reasons. I'm going to be a speculator here to a point. Rotten wooden beams. So this building was built, I believe you told me yesterday, 2006. Do I remember hearing that?
Yes.
2005, 2006. Okay, so it's 10 years old. So what would have happened in that circumstance, and maybe there is some detail, the six college students that died yesterday, or the day before, actually, from Ireland, the focus now ought to be on the building code and the construction and how it was that the water could get in. When this building was built, they had to be using standard wood, probably pine beams, maybe 2x6s, maybe there are 8x8s, who knows what, but they're untreated pine. And on a building with a platform, it was a concrete, if I remember correctly, it was sort of a stucco concrete building on the outside, right? Is that what it looked like?
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if the doors, the way they would use facets to keep the doors in and hold up the planking for, this is cheap construction. So there's bound to have been some sort of a water leak underneath the door, below the jamb and above the floor of the balcony. So the water got in there. And it wouldn't, take 10 years and it would rot it. And so there'd be no support. And you go out there and depending on the support that was put up to hold, there'd be, I'm sure, some kind of an anchoring device, whether it was wood or steel, the frame around the balcony, as it were, that would have been somehow with lug nuts, it would have been anchored into whatever the framing was on the side of the building. So...
Berkeley's mayor, Tom Bates, said the investigators believe the support beams may not have been sealed properly at the time of construction.
No, you just said it better than I went into this long explanation of what it was like to build it. And the fact that they weren't sealed right is that's basically what I was saying.
Right.
That's very good. So in one sentence, you took care of what I took a minute to explain.
Yeah. Well, I was taking notes of what you were saying.
Thank you. All right.
The other thing with this balcony is, and I don't want to, I hate to blame the victims, but it was a small balcony, and they had 13 people out on it.
Yep, two. It was a combination of things.
There's no way it could have held many adults. Yep.
That's happened so many times. I've heard of, balconies falling down because they're overcrowded. They're meant to hold about four or five people, and you get all these, teenagers, you have a few drinks, and you're like, the more the merrier.
And they wouldn't have been thinking about that sort of thing. They're just thinking about having a good time.
Right.
That's it. Yep. All right. Well, there we are. I started in this hour with an examination of several different items of interest. The fact that AT&T has been hit with a record $100 million fine.
Oh, I feel terrible about that.
Will be in our scrutiny in a moment. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, the folks at AT&T have been hit with a record fine. Why would that be?
They throttled people. Basically. Right. And now they're getting throttled back.
Mm-hmm.
They throttled the connections for its unlimited data customers. And so that's why they're being fined now. So anybody who... Let me see. I don't know if I can simplify this or not, but any unlimited...
If you can't, Kenny can.
...customers, okay, who had connections in 2011, basically what they did was they slowed down their connections, and Kenny, correct me on any of this if I'm wrong, and that's what they call data throttling. So you think you have unlimited use, unlimited data use. Once you bought that and you were under contract, then I read something that said it was kind of like a buffet. If you go to a buffet, you can eat all you want, but you have to wait 5 minutes in between taking bites. And then once you finish your plate, you have to wait another 10 minutes before you go back to fill it up. And that's what they did.
Good reason not to be doing business with AT&T. Whether they're still doing it, learn their lesson, or whatever it is. The number of good companies. As a matter of fact, I think I have the number of good companies. Zero. That's how many good companies there are that do this sort of thing. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about the FAA. Say it again, Doug. The FAA investigating a near crash at Midway Airport, Chicago.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Remembrance time. Hello. This date, 1978. This song was number one. Andy Gibb, before he drunk himself. Was it drugs or drinking that got him?
Heart attack. I think it was cocaine.
Was it? Yeah. Anyway, what a shame, because he had a lot of talent. Fit well. Well, maybe he didn't need to be with the brothers, because he had his own career. Anyway,
he
this song
to be,
on his own.
He wanted to be with the brothers.
He did. Yeah.
Why didn't they let him in?
He said that in a few. Because there were already three, and he had his own career, but he actually did say that in a TV interview that he wanted to be part of the Bee Gees.
I wonder why they didn't bring him in. Mike Love was involved, so they let him in. Anyway, this song was number one on the pop charts 7 weeks in a row. How about that for a record? He also had a number of other hits that were number one. I Want to Be Your Everything, remember that? Love Is Thicker Than Water. He was the youngest of the Gibb brothers. He was the host of Solid Gold on TV. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he died in England. He was in Oxford when he died, 1988.
Myocarditis, inflammation of the heart caused by viral infection.
Yep, that's what it was.
But he'd been in and out of drugs and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And depression.
Tough time. Yeah. All right, also on the number one list, as we go through, this is a good one for Jen Jen. Kelly Clarkson was number one during this week in 2012 with Stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yeah. Heard that, Ricky? I was right there on that. Did you know?
Remember the lyrics.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Also on our number one list, Richie, we'll go right back into hyper something or other. Number one during this week in 1974, Bo Donaldson and the Haywards.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. So across the top there. Contrasts, musical contrasts here. All right, so that was number one this week, 1974. To this week in 1985, number one song was Bryan Adams with Heaven.
Oh, boy.
Hold
Me.
It's a good song.
It is.
Yeah, it does. Good song.
This wasn't the Robin Hood one, was it, Ken?
No.
No.
but it sounded like it.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it did.
And also on the number one list from this week in 1991, whatever happened to Paula Abdul?
She's a judge. So you think you can dance?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's a knockoff of Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Oh, what is it? I don't know what it is.
It's Real People. It's like a dance competition.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My wife is
popular. You guys all need to know about
all
it.
All summer show. It's a summer show on Fox. It's been on for years.
Really? It doesn't seem to be a Fox kind of a show.
It's a little edgy.
It's got that edgy American Idol.
Edgy how, though?
They have fun. I don't know that they have fun.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, Richie. My mind just went back into Barry Manilow for some reason. I was actually trying to think of another American entertainer who's been around that long who still knocks him dead. Who else would be in that category, Kenny? Would you think?
Somebody Neil Diamond.
Diamond does it. Yep, you're right about that. Yeah, he doesn't have the same personality. I don't get warm and fuzzy from Neil Diamond. I get good music by any stretch of the imagination. He certainly is an American icon.
The time that he was on this show and we asked him to do a liner for us, and the response was, let's see how the interview goes.
Yeah, let's see how the interview goes. You would never get that from Barry Manilow. Although I don't know that he does that many interviews, frankly.
Yeah, we've never had him, have we?
No, I've never had him on. We've had Dave Koz on. That's what I was thinking about when Jennifer said she was friends with him. That's when I remember having the conversation.
Dave Koz, who warmed up for Barry Manilow.
He does a radio show. He was doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And he's just a good musician. 28 after a good day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's 33 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Molly Page, the news sage. Notice how I'm enunciating my words properly and carefully so you hear the nuance of every syllable.
Why would that be?
I'm just trying to be precise. I'm trying to be accurate, first, fast, and factual.
Why now?
Because it's a Thursday.
Okay.
Ken Kessler is the news wrestler, info wrestler. So he's here at your service and on your side. So the Federal Aeronautics... Say it again, Doug. Didn't take long. The Federal Aeronautics Administration is investigating two planes trying to take off at the same time. Wow. What a concept. Well, not so much if you're on the same runway. All right, what's the story, Kara?
Got a little crowded.
Kara, Mara, Morley, Mooley. All these women.
Woman over here.
Yes, woman over there.
Two passenger jets started to take off at the same time on intersecting runways. It happened at Chicago's Midway International Airport, and it prompted the controller to shout out over the radio for
stop,
one of the pilots.
You fools!
It was almost exactly like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so the Federal Aviation Administration investigating what happened Tuesday. It was Tuesday night when it happened, and they stopped.
It was dark. That was
the
problem. When you take off in the dark, it's always a problem. They should outlaw taking off after dark.
Really?
No.
Okay. So flight 3828 to Tulsa, Oklahoma had been cleared to take off, and it was speeding down the runway at the same time an air traffic controller saw Delta Airlines flight 1328 to Atlanta beginning to take off on the intersecting runway without proper clearance. So the air traffic controller shouted, like you just said,
"You're fired!
Stop!
Bring your plane in.
No,
leave
honestly,
your keys on the desk."
The Donald was not there.
This would have been, I'm going to guess, probably a Southwest flight with a Boeing 737 and a Delta flight with either an MD-80 or some plane, maybe a 737. These sort of things, you wonder with all the traffic that there is, how these things don't happen more frequently. Because even though there are all these computers here, there, and everywhere, the thing that fascinates me about this is the pilots of those two planes ought to have known, because there's a device in the plane that warns them when there's another plane within 5,000 feet. And there certainly isn't 5,000 feet, or much more than 5,000 feet, between the two runways at Midway. Anybody who's been in and out, either of the two of you been in and out of Midway?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. In the middle of winter.
It's a small in-city airport that only takes it wouldn't take anything bigger than a 737 anyway. It's not unlike LaGuardia, Washington National, San Diego, these smaller San Diego's not that small, but it's in tight. And so these sorts of things, because Midway's become fantastically busy. With the advent of Southwest taking over, I think they have 40 gates there. And it's just in and out and whoop-de-doo.
I think the tricky thing here, though, was that both flights had the same numbers. Southwest flight 1328, Delta Airlines flight 1328. So when the air traffic controller was talking...
See, I didn't hear that. I thought you used 32-something or other when you described the Southwest.
Well, excuse me. They're not exactly the same. 3828, 1328. So over the microphone, when the controller was talking to them, they kept answering for each other.
Yeah.
They got the numbers confused.
Well, that's how they do that. If you've ever listened to air traffic control and the way the information is not only passed along for takeoffs, but up in air traffic in the sky, air traffic controllers are always back and forth with these planes, and sometimes they don't actually talk to each other. They talk to air traffic control. So if somebody's flying, let's say we'll use Boston to L.A., and there's a Delta flight that takes off, and there's an American flight that takes off, there's a United flight that takes off, which is true, all within about 5 or 10 minutes of each other, and they're all going to L.A. When they get up into the sky, if they're let's say there's 5 minutes between the all of the flights, so they'll be, at that circumstance, they're probably about 50, 60 miles apart. And if there's bad air... the pilots radio air traffic control and say there's bad air at such and such a place. So the pilot of the Delta plane and American or whoever is in the queue is going to hear that and know that he's going to encounter rough air in about 4 or 5 minutes. So the good pilot gets on the squawker and says, "We're going to have some rough air for a few minutes in about 4 or 5 minutes." And that's how you wonder, how they know that? The sky's clear. But they're getting it from the planes that are in front of them. There's so much traffic in the sky that there is literally no air corridor that doesn't have that kind of traffic backed up. And they all get into the same queues. For example, if you're flying from New York to Los Angeles, you're going from Boston to Los Angeles, chances are, once they get into the 35 to 40,000 foot altitude range, they're going to all get into the same line. And they'll reverse it. If you fly out of the West Coast, or you're flying out of San Diego, Long Beach, Los Angeles, Ontario, Burbank, any of those airports, once you get up into the sky, they're all in the same line. If they're all going to New York, they're all going to be one. There's not like a separate highway that one guy from Long Beach is going to take to get to Dallas or New York, wherever they're going. They're all in the same line. They're all following the same queue, and so they all know what the weather is, and they're back and forth and back and forth. So the reason I bring that up here is because there is a lot of conversation back and forth, but when you listen to them, because this is one of the things that amazes me, they're not really, the communication system is like a telephone. It's not really that clear. In the age of digital communication, you'd think that all of the back and forth communication would be done so that it was crisp and clear and there'd be no mistake. But it isn't. That's what it sounds like.
They don't have great microphones.
No, they don't have great microphones. When they're communicating with you in the plane, they're using a telephone receiver, a headset. Yeah. That's what they've got. So well, that
I'm always
kind
surprised
of
at how calm the pilots are, no matter what's going on.
Well, that's what they're trained to be. How are you going to... Can you imagine? If you're the pilot... Oh, my God, I don't know what to do!
Oh, that's how I'd be. I'd be like the movie Airplane. When
that's
they
why you'd be a lousy
calm.
Pilot.
I probably would. Yeah, I'm grounded.
Okay, 888-302. The bottom line here is that nobody got hurt, and it's back to business. But they probably will change... the calls on one of those two flights, or at least change the times that they take off one way or another. But using the numbers, you can understand because the lack of quality, the audio quality is not good.
You can confuse that.
Yep. So it looks like the fast action of the controller is the reason that the day
killing stop.
Yeah, right. Stop. All right, let's go to Gitmo. You want to?
Okay.
Detainees using President Obama's own words to argue that the war in Afghanistan is over and therefore they should be set free. There are two court cases from detainees that were captured in Afghanistan that ask federal judges to consider at what point a conflict is over and whether Mr. Obama in his speech crossed the line when he said the U.S. combat mission is over. It's ending. It's a pretty important question, right?
Mission accomplished.
Right. Done. Finished. Supreme Court has held that the government may hold prisoners captured during a war for only as long as the conflict in that country continues. All right. I think these guys are getting out. What do you think? And maybe should they get out? Those of you listening on Armed American Forces Radio, what do you think? The court challenges are the latest example of these legal wranglings that are tied to Gitmo. Status there as a prison for terror suspects has nobody really... Huh? Why? President promised to close it, but like everything else he said, hope and change went up in smoke. And so everybody's... There are 116
prisoners. Well, things
have
changed since then.
Really?
Well, you know...
There's no war in Afghanistan.
When he was, when he was running on those hope and change promises, ISIS hadn't quite materialized in the form.
Nobody
that
from
it
ISIS there.
What's that?
Nobody from ISIS in Gitmo.
No, but the rise in that area, I think, and the fighting that's going on is all new, and these are people who were a threat to the United States.
Right. The ISIS people are, these people at Gitmo are, this is going to be a long conversation.
No. You were talking about Al-Qaeda, the growth of Al-Qaeda again, the fighting with ISIS, and the problems in that region rearing their head to a completely different degree than they were before. So I'm not saying they should or shouldn't be let out. I think that's a wonderful question for people listening to Armed Forces right now. And a beautiful question.
Well, the other side of it is, why are we still in Afghanistan? And why are we even back in Iraq? Was it yesterday? One of the two of you was telling me that there was a vote, Kenny, I think it was you, in Congress yesterday that almost reauthorized troops to go to Iraq.
No, it was to Congress for 10 months has not done anything about authorizing military force against ISIS.
Uh-huh. They almost did yesterday.
They nearly did, but then they decided not to decide.
Ah, wonderful. Good for them. Send them their paychecks and send them home. 888-302-3684, 16 minutes before the hour. Speaking of the Middle East, there's a holiday taking place. We'll talk about that in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with Molly Page and Ken Kessler and the beginning of Ramadan. For some reason or other, I thought the Ramadan was at Christmas time. What Muslim holiday is there at Christmas time? Does anybody remember?
I don't know, but Ramadan always sounds like some kind of noodles that you pour hot water on, and it's delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wouldn't have expected you to say that. That would have been more something I would have said, but thanks for saying it, because it relieved me from having to say it. Anyway, so this is the holy
month. Send your mail to Doug, anyway.
The holy month of noodling in the Muslim world. Observant Muslims abstain from eating noodles and from drinking tequila. From sunrise to sunset. That's very disrespectful, and I said it to be silly. Because
it's top Ramadan day.
Yes. So Ramadan starts today, yes?
I thought it started yesterday.
Did it start yesterday?
I think it was sunset last night.
Sunset. And what is the requirement for being a good observer? You know, what I always remember my Jewish friends say, the observant Jew does this, 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 and this. I don't know that I've ever heard it used when it comes to observant Christians. But it would be the same thing. The observant Christian does this, 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 and this. So what does the observant Muslim do to acknowledge or celebrate Ramadan?
Yes, please tell us, Kenny.
The only thing that I know of is it's supposed to start a month-long fasting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they make it through. I'm sure that it's not fasting, that you don't eat anything, but it's probably restricted.
Right.
It's not like a Hollywood fast where you just do juice and no carbohydrates.
Yeah. No, you don't go to McDonald's.
It's fasting during the day.
Right. At night, you
drink is served before dawn and after sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like if you're a musician.
Eat.
Right? You just don't eat during the day. Everything happens at night.
And be merry.
Yeah.
All right. It appears there are still questions about Rachel Dolezal. She, for about 10 years, has been trying to pose as a black person. She applied for admission to Howard University. Isn't that where the suit, didn't she sue them?
Yeah.
I remember? So what was the outcome of the suit? That I never heard. She sued them.
Wasn't it dismissed, right?
She lost.
Yeah.
So
they threw it out.
She wasn't declared as, she wasn't black. Then, she's still not black.
Right.
Huh.
But she's being offered some reality shows now.
Oh, so she's going to be out of it. She's going to come out of this just fine. Thanks very much. Right? It's a 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
In terms of longevity, and still gets him at his age, and he's about the same age as Barry Manilow. They're all those
he's
guys
made a
are
a lot more money in
late 60s.
Than Barry Manilow,
I don't know about the amount of Las Vegas stuff. Yeah, I think he's probably worth more money, but I think they're still in that same sort of iconoclastic. The idea that they are so much still apart after 40, 50 years of entertaining. I said last night to Meredith, how many times do you think he's sung these songs? Over, can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, how many times has Elton John sung all the songs that are in his repertoire or Neil or any of these people?
You excited every time you do it.
Yeah. You got to make it work. All right, so anyway, we are listening to Elton John, number one song from the number one movie this week in 1994, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? What's the name of the movie? Blanking on that.
The Lion King.
That's right, too. I'm blank, completely blanking. Okay.
Time now for our daily contest, the Movie Moments Contest, which will give you an opportunity if you are able to identify this movie by dialing us at 888-302-DOUG. You'll be qualified for our drawing on the 3rd of July. Sundara Inn and Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. Just delightful experience for 3 days. You can take anybody with you that you would like. That's the prize, and you'll qualify for that drawing if you can identify this movie.
Sarcasm is losers trying to bring winners down to their level, and that's step 4 in the program.
Wow, Richard, you really opened my eyes to what a loser I am.
Alan Arkin was the star of this movie, even though I'll give you too much more information.
Don't know it.
They go, oh, yes, you do.
Really?
It's a very... Chuck, you get the movie?
I think I know it.
Yeah, all right. Greg Kinnear was one of the stars. He's 52 today. That's why we're playing this. Next clip, Richie.
If you want ice cream, you might become fat, and if you don't, you're going to stay nice and skinny, sweetie.
Olive, Richard is an idiot. I like a woman with meat on her bones.
Alan Arkin. He's so terrific. 888-302-3684. Another clip, Richie.
I know that this might be a little unusual, but if maybe we could just go and then we'll come back and take care of all the paperwork and...
No, you can't just abandon the body.
No. I, nobody's going to abandon the body. We're going to go and come.
The hospital becomes responsible.
We're going to go and come back.
Sir, there are ways we
you're
have to do things,
me.
Sir. Sir, you are not the only one that's had somebody die here today, okay?
Never saw this.
888, you should get it. It's a good movie.
Yeah, apparently.
888-302-3684. All right, got it figured out. That's good. You'll qualify. Chucker has movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, let's see if we can figure out who it is that is... Anyway, Richie, take all the calls or have Karen do it, and then we'll see where we are. All right, Chucker, in terms of the movie news department, I had something that came into my mind as we were talking. You just said something, and now it's gone out of my mind as well. I've seen stuff's in and out of my mind today for whatever the reason. What do we have? What's this? There's a couple of big openings this week, aren't there? What's coming out this week?
Well, let me get the movie news. Warner Brothers has greenlit a movie titled Meg, which is a giant shark attack film that they hope to turn into a franchise. I don't think this is any sort of surprise considering it's Jaws' 40th anniversary. Jaws was Universal. This is a different studio.
This
Warner
is
Brothers.
A shark right. named Meg.
It's a giant shark, supposedly like 10 times the size as the one from Jaws. It's based on a novel from 1997.
So it's a huge shark.
Eli Roth, who directed the horror film Hostel, in negotiations to direct, this would be his first big-budget studio film. I think the guy's talented, so we'll see what happens here. Other news, Chris Pratt, star of Jurassic World and Guardians of the Galaxy, and actress Jennifer Lawrence will star in a sci-fi film titled Passengers, a sci-fi love story. Reportedly, Lawrence will get $20 million, Pratt around $10 million. Nice coin. And American Sniper star Bradley Cooper signing off for a World War II film titled Ghost Army. He can currently be seen in the Dud. Aloha.
The Dud. Aloha. Well, that's hardly fair. All right, let's quickly get Mandy. What's the name of the movie?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, sorry. The name of the movie is...
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.